Gutvach, this is Daniel Eisenberg welcoming you back to the Chayaruch and Nachyami program. And we are in Perek Yud. Today, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, was Perek Yud. And it was a particularly long Perek, actually. But a very interesting, very packed. We have Yoshua carrying on his conquest of Eretz Yisrael, leading the army. Actually starts off with him staying true to his word to the Givonim. The Givonim, the Kanani nation that converted, that joined the Jewish people, as my brother of Mendy spoke about. So Klal Yisrael keeps their word to be with them and protect them, because they become the victims, or almost victims, of the rest of the Kanani world. They're surrounded by people who now hate them, and they start fighting, and they have several miracles, very significant miracles. One of them is a very important one, one where Yoshua basically gains international fame. That takes place in Pasuk Yud Beis. It says, "Azidaber Yoshua LaHashem b'yom teis Hashem es ha'mori lefnei b'nei Yisrael." He says, "Hashem, there's a miracle we need to take place here." And he says the following. He says, "Vayomer lenei Yisrael." He says, before everyone in Israel, "Shemesh be'givon dom ve'areach be'emek ayalon." I want the sun to stand still in Givon, and the moon in the valley of Ayalon should stand still. And the pasuk says, indeed, Vayidom Hashemesh ve'areach amad. The sun was silent, the moon stood in place until they defeated their enemies. And this is an incredible thing that took place. Why was it necessary? Different explanations. There's a shot in Pirkei Rabbi Ezer that they wanted to take care of it before Shabbos, that this was Erev Shabbos. Other explanations as well for why he wanted this miracle. But I think it's actually a very important miracle based on the Gemara we see in Maseches Tainus. Maseches Tainus quotes a story, very interesting story, about Nachdimon Ben Gurion. This is on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. And it's a very interesting story in its own right. You can check it out there. But what happens is the sun ends up shining, and the day would have been over, already set, and Hashem miraculously made the sun stay still, and it was shining for Nachdimon Ben Gurion. And the Gemara remarks that this happened for two others. There are three people that the sun stood still for. One was Nachdimon Ben Gurion, and the two others were Yoshua and Moshe. Yoshua, as we see explicitly in our text over here, and Moshe, the Gemara derives through comparisons to Yoshua. There's a few different expressions that we see used by Yoshua that are also used by Moshe, and we derive from applying what we know from Yoshua's story that Moshe had also at one point made the sun stand in place. So it's interesting that while we don't see a pasuk which tells us that the sun shined for Moshe, we see one by Yoshua, and we understand from that the same thing happened with Moshe. I want to suggest that this is an example of a famous statement of Chazal. It's quoted in Baba Basra. It's also in the Midrash in Sifrei, that Moshe was like the sun and Yoshua was like the moon. Right, which seems on a simple level, people understand it as Moshe was much greater. But maybe there's a deeper understanding to this. It's that one who looks at the moon, we know, of course, the moon doesn't have its own light. It shines the light, reflects the light of the sun. So one who looks at the moon can get a glimpse of the sun's light. So similarly, at least this aspect of Moshe's greatness can't be seen directly, but it can be understood from looking at the moon, which reflects Moshe's greatness. And the moon, of course, would be Yoshua. And this gives us an understanding. It's not that the sun is just greater than the moon. That's not the only message. But also the moon has the ability to reflect the light of the sun. That's what being a good Talmud is. I'll add one more support to this idea is just in the wording of the pasuk itself. Because the pasuk says, "Vayidom Hashemesh," and the sun was silent, "V'yareach amad," and the moon stood. So the simple understanding of this is just, it's a poetic way of saying that both the sun and moon stood in place. But why does it say that the sun was silent and the moon stood? But perhaps we can suggest that the sun means Moshe over here, and the moon means Yoshua. you can even say a remez to this, is that the pasuk says Hashemesh. So the first three letters of Hashemesh are actually the name Moshe backwards. And the word Yareach over here, moon, is the, you might call it the shoresh of the Yehoshua's most dramatic and first victory was against Yericho, which also has the letters of the word Yareach. So it could be that's a remez, an allusion to Yehoshua here. But what might we learn from here? That the way we read the pasuk is that, and the sun was silent and the moon stood, maybe it means that the sun, Moshe at this point was silent, and Yehoshua is the moon, he stood up to be the leader, right? Although he had taken the leadership earlier, obviously, this was particularly important and a special miracle giving Yehoshua this international fame that that Chazal say was promised to Yehoshua's great-great-great-grandfather, Ephraim, when Yaakov gave Ephraim a special bracha, that there's going to be something special about Yehoshua, and this would be it. So we see over here that Moshe's mission is being carried on by the moon Yehoshua reflecting his light and carrying on the mission. That's also part of the stones. Chazal tell us these stones, the hailstones that we see in our parsha, sorry, in the Navi over here, these stones of Al-Kabij that fell down and killed more people than the Jewish soldiers were able to kill. Chazal tell us that those stones were the stones that were actually part of the Makos, of Makos Barad, right? That's why the pasuk says over here, the hail. It says Habarad, the hail. Why the hail? Is that when Moshe davened and davened to Hashem to stop the hail back in Mitzrayim, so the hail that was about to fall stayed in place. It was hanging there in the balance, basically literally. And they came down over here with Yehoshua because Yehoshua is finishing Moshe's job. He's continuing his holy work, bringing Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. And as we'll see in tomorrow's parak, everything he does is in accordance with that which Moshe Eved Hashem commands him. But I'm going to leave that for tomorrow. Have a great day.